see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. While you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's a jam-packed week. Some fantastic guests, lots of information for you. You don't want to miss a minute of it. We've got some tips for you, employment tips, at the end of the program. So every time I hear that intro song, I smile because I love it. I'm an entrepreneur and I love to encourage entrepreneurship. But it certainly is a great intro for my very first guest on the program this evening. Cortland Cofield is the owner and advisor of Cofield Advisors. He is very, very dedicated to helping specifically millennials take a holistic approach to financial planning and advising, helping them become millionaires or, frankly, any goals. Cortland, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you, Shalom. Happy to be here, man.
Absolutely. So we had fun the other day watching the horses race, and and it's great when millennials can get to that point that they have some money to play around with, but you don't want to play around too much. Cortland, you must have a personal story of why you do what you do and how you do it so well. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I have undergraduate and master's degree in accounting. I'm also a CPA and a PFS, which is a personal financial specialist. So that's kind of my background. How I got started with Cofield Advisors is, I'll try to make a long story short. A lot of my colleagues, I worked in accounting and finance for a while, and a lot of my colleagues were young. We made a good money, but they always had like financial stress and financial uncertainty. You know, whether that was enormous credit card debt or not knowing how to restructure their student loans, or anything of that nature, and they would always come to me because they knew I had the specialty. And they really felt like they had nowhere else to go. And as you may know, a lot of these big companies, I won't name any names, but they have these huge AUM minimums, which basically means if you don't have five figures, liquid cash, to invest with them, they're not talking to you. So I wanted to start a firm where I could work with millennials and give them the advice and help that they need without these restrictions. So that's how I got started.
That's fantastic. So a lot of financial advisors only want to work with people that, frankly, have a lot of money in the bank and a lot of money to, for lack of a better term, play around with. Is that how Cofield Advisors works? Who's your ideal client?
Absolutely not. So my ideal household, my households range from $70,000 in annual to maybe about $400,000, $500,000. And that's income. That's not investable assets. The biggest problem with millennials is that they don't have the time that a 55-year-old has to accumulate all these assets, but they do have expendable income. Now, helping them prioritize where the income should go is huge. It could be tremendous to building that nest egg for the future.
Oh, absolutely. So I know on your website, which, of course, we're going to share with our listeners to make sure that they can get to know you, learn a little bit about your background and so on. So you pride yourself, I know, on how you work. And as you just mentioned, working with everybody. But you have a few different sort of packages, but you pride yourself on being a fee-based financial advisor. What's the difference? Why is that unique, and why should that matter to your clients and the community at large?
Well, so there's fee-only, there's fee-based, and then there's commissions. So basically, it all comes down to conflict of interest. People that are not fee-only or fee-based, they get paid by outside brokers. So if Fidelity is going to pay you to put as many people in their fund. So you have a conflict of interest with doing what's in the client's best interest or within your best interest to get paid the most. What I wanted to do is eliminate all conflicts of interest so that my client knows 100% that I am working for them and I'm only paid by them. So that takes all the conflict of interest out the door and allows us to build a great, trustworthy relationship.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so you have worked really, really hard, and you clearly have fun in helping your clients quite a bit. You write a fantastic blog on your website. The most recent blog is How to Become a Millionaire on Accident. And I love that title because, hey, who doesn't think about it? So tell me a little bit about sort of your strategy and your approach. Or do you consider yourself to be a risk taker, or, and this might be more of a personal anecdote and personal sort of reflection. Do you consider yourself to be a risk taker, or are you more conservative in your approach and how you work in general?
Well, I don't know if I say risk versus conservative, but I would say I definitely believe in a passive investing approach, and that's basically people investing in low cost index funds, ETFs, because what that does is it just tracks the market, right? You're not trying to beat the market, you're trying to get the market. And it's very easy to do. And the most misunderstood thing about investing is fees. Mutual funds and some of these actively managed funds have huge fees. And I don't know if you know this, but a 1% fee on a fund over 30 years takes 26% of your portfolio.
Wow. Wow.
So if you have $1 million, that's like $250,000. And it's just fees alone. So that's my investing approach, is passive, low cost, because I want my clients to get the most that they can from their investments.
So let's talk millennials, Carlin. I get depressed sometimes when I see statistics about millennials, and I think that often people have this conversation. Millennials have a conversation about, well, it's too early. I don't have enough money right now. It's not the right time to sort of start the conversation about saving and putting aside money. I've got certain goals. I've got certain things I want to do with my life. And I'll have that conversation when I, and then they fill in the blank of a certain age or a certain milestone in some way. Carlin, what advice do you have for a millennial, for an entrepreneur that might be listening to the program thinking, again, that the time is right now? What advice can you share?
It's never too early to start. And I'm actually heavily happy you brought that up, because the hardest part of my job is undoing the past 100 years of that the industry has done and built itself on. Like, financial planning and advising is only for old people. But like, if you catch somebody young and give them the proper tools to, you know, update their financial literacy and save and invest and do these right things, you can make such a bigger impact on their lives than you could somebody that's 57, right? Compound interest, best friend is time. So it's never too early. I would recommend starting as early as possible. And once I explain that, they kind of get on board, because you know, it's not about the money you have. It's about the mindset, because it's not how much money you make. It's how much money you keep.
That's true. And it's always fascinating. I mean, I enjoy reading, and I see all these articles, and sometimes the approach is shaming people into, you know, feeling bad, like, oh, I didn't do this. I've been spending $3 on a cup of coffee, and that money could have turned into something. And that's a very valid point, that money could have been well spent. It sounds like, Carlin, you take a very positive and a very, call it, inspirational approach in helping people wherever you're at, whatever age, wherever you're at financially, whether you have $100 or $100,000, we can do something with that money.
Yes, and you know, like, it's a big misconception is that, like, you know, we're not here to shame people, right? So much of my job is psychological, right? It's not
sure.
Like, you spend $300 on shoes. It's like, why? And what are you willing to sacrifice? Like, is vacation important? Well, we'll keep vacationing, but, you know, we'll sacrifice some other place. So it's so psychological, and it really is just changing someone's mindset and their behavior. But it's definitely not shaming, because you are not identified by your past financial decisions.
Sure. Well, you're clearly a great messenger for this, and you can relate because this is who you are, and I know you've got a very interesting story. We are quickly running out of time, and I want to make sure that people can learn more about you, Carlin Cofield, again, and get in touch real soon. So how can people find out more, and how can people contact you?
Well, they can go to cofieldadvisors.com, cofieldadvisors.com, and to schedule a consultation. My phone number and contact email is on my website. And I work with clients all around the world virtually. So it's not just like Chicago.
Sure.
I have clients in 7 different states. So, yeah, just reach out, and then, you know, we'll talk.
That's fantastic. CofieldAdvisors.com. Really appreciate your time on the program, and certainly we'll stay in touch to continue to get your advice in the future.
All right, man. Have a great day. Thanks for having
Absolutely.
Me
Absolutely. Well, very appropriate that we had Courtland Cofield on the program because my next guest, Jeff Williams, he is with Biz Starters, and he is actually focusing quite a bit on another age range, and we're going to talk a little bit about that after the break. So, Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As always, I encourage you to get in touch with our sponsors, Tandem HR, your solution center, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Give them a call. They'll give you a free consultation to talk about HR. And as I mentioned at the end of the program, I'm going to be sharing some employment tips, HR tips. You don't want to miss it. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens, Lake Hook to the junction at 21, on the outbound at 22. Inbound Kennedy heavy from Foster into the circle, O'Hare to downtown at 38 from the junction 22. Outbound to O'Hare from downtown at 34, outbound express lanes at 10. Brake lights from Irving to Harlem. On the inbound, Ike stop and go from Western to the Circle, Thorndale to the Post Office at 33, on the outbound at 35. Inbound Stevenson, no delays from 35 to Lakeshore Drive at 34, on the outbound at 40. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th downtown at 25, on the outbound at 18. At 87th, a stall blocking the left center lane. It is currently light drizzle, fog, and mist at 65 degrees. Tonight, a low of 62, chance of showers. Tomorrow, Monday, a high of 69. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
Do you remember the race and class of D&D character that you you chose as a young girl playing D&D?
Yeah,
with your
friends? Mom's basement.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I remember thinking the Dungeons and Dragons crew was just a little off.
It's collaborative. You create this world and you make of it what you will. In collaboration with your other nerd friends who are also not going to prom.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560 The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Chicago? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Chicago area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Chicago is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We just talked about millennials, but now we're going to talk about aspiring business owners over the age of 50, mostly baby boomers. So I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by Jeff Williams, an award-winning business coach and the founder of BizStarters.com. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So you have been writing for Forbes, and you've been published by a number of different outlets talking about this very important demographic. You say that some baby boomers are the perfect entrepreneurs, and you are committed to helping them grow and develop their business. Tell us your story.
Well, when I was 39 years old, I was 18 years into a corporate career as a marketing guy and realized that I really wasn't going where I wanted to go. I always had a lot of good ideas and it was really hard to get my superiors to act upon them. So I spent about a year going through ideas on a flip chart in my basement, and every time I would come up with an idea that appealed to me, I realized it had to do with teaching and training, something that I've been doing since I was 15 years old. So I came up with the idea of helping my fellow boomers start businesses and launch my first company in 1989, a walk-in entrepreneurial training center in Skokie, Illinois.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Biz Starters, you, as mentioned, are committed to helping boomers. You've helped many, many hundreds of businesses of boomers turn good ideas into great businesses. What is your approach? Let's start with who is that perfect individual that you can work with and you can really help them turn their ideas into a reality?
Well, typically our average client is 55 to 62 years old, has been successful in the corporate world, and is usually within 1 year or less of preparing to leave the corporate world, but they're not ready to stop working completely. We are the bridge from their life as a corporate employee to being an entrepreneur. And we take them from a business skill, a hobby, or a good product idea and get them into a fully functioning business in less than 90 days.
Jeff, you and I both know people that that fall into that age bracket, that fall into that exact description of having been in the corporate world, but they are not ready to retire. Are those the people that you're looking for?
Yes. Boomers, as I predicted a long time ago, are not going to retire like our parents did. You know, they're not going to check out at age 62 and live a life of leisure for 30 years. Many can't afford to do it, and many intellectually don't want to do that. So we play to that interest in continuing to do something. We show them how to turn a skill into an income stream in the marketplace.
So you are a top-notch business coach. Let's talk about that coaching process. Many of your clients, if I could call them that, are very well accomplished in their own corporate careers, but they only know they're probably an expert in finance or in marketing or in one specific area. You're pretty well-rounded. Let's talk about that coaching approach and how long it lasts. Walk us through the process.
Well, first of all, we review the concept that the client is bringing to us. And in about 40% of the situations, we need to go through a 2 or 3 week process to really kind of help them figure out what's the market demand and how would we go about turning this skill or interest into an income. The other 60% know pretty clearly what they want to do. Now, we work on two parallel tracks. I have licensed a series of coaches around the United States to assist me. The coach works with the client for 14 to 16 weeks to create the marketing strategy and the sales prospecting strategy. At the same time, I have a support team here in Chicago that's doing all the organizational work, getting the website design, getting the logo, getting the business cards, getting the legal setup, installing QuickBooks accounting software. So those two parallel processes permit us to launch someone in less than 90 days and fully functioning business.
It's a fantastic process and a really great hand-holding commitment for somebody that might be very uncertain about what it means to be a business owner. So as you mentioned, you can work with businesses all over. I know at this point you already have a lot of success stories. Without using names, or feel free to use names if you're comfortable doing that, tell us about some of the success stories and folks that probably are proud of the results and who they have become.
Well, I would say number one is a gentleman named Ken. At age 52, his large corporate employer came in and laid off the whole department. He was a health and safety expert in a large manufacturing situation. Well, he had decided that it was time to take his future into his own hands. I met him about this time. And within 3 months, we helped him launch a health and safety consulting company. He just retired last fall after 9 years of running the company. He was doing about $200,000 a year and working from his den in his home in Evanston, Illinois.
That's amazing. And you mentioned 3 months. So 3 months is something that I've heard you say in the past. 90 days. Is that the secret formula, how long it takes to coach somebody and get them started?
Well, it varies a little bit by client, but I will tell you that there are marketers out there who tell you can start a business from a one-weekend workshop. You just cannot do that.
I agree.
It takes longer than that. But what we don't want to have happen is we don't want our clients to go into a stall and now it's 3, 4, 5 months in and they still don't have the business ready. There's absolutely no reason for that to happen. So 90 days is a nice middle ground in getting them going.
What about after 90 days? Do they still have support and access to you and your team?
Yes. I mean, if they need more than 90 days to launch because of some unexpected circumstance, we'll certainly give them that time. But also, our coaching package includes 6 monthly check-in calls with the coach for the first 6 months after you launch the business. So you're not all by yourself once you launch the company. And quite honestly, I become friends with most of our clients, and I still talk to clients who launched 7, 8, or 9 years ago.
Wow. And how many people have gone through the Biz Starters program?
More than 750.
Wow. Amazing. So is there any one particular industry that you work with or any industries that you wouldn't work with?
Well, we don't work in brick-and-mortar retail very often, and that's because it's expensive to start. And to tell you the truth, most people who want to go into brick-and-mortar retail will buy a franchise, which is a completely different path than we provide. But other than that, we've had all kinds of industries, all kinds of skill sets. I'd say about 20% of our startups last year were people turning a hobby into a business. So it's not just necessarily a work skill. It could also be a life interest.
So the employment numbers came out just a week ago, and there's a lot of jobs that are out there. But many folks are choosing not to work in the traditional setting anymore. So aside for folks that may be moving on from the corporate world, there may be people that choose either they were laid off or they might choose that transition early. You got into this in an interesting point, but now you've watched the economy, you've watched the job market change. Tell us what has changed in your years of running Biz Starters and where you predict things going over the coming years.
Well, first of all, there's a major financial change in the United States, and that is that very few of managers who are 50 years old today are going to get a traditional pension. That's the first big change here. People are having to figure out their retirement based on a 401k, a very confusing, perplexing situation. So I think more and more people are realizing they can't just lock and load the pension and that's all they're ever going to do. They know they need another income stream. And that's one big change. The second one, of course, is technology. We virtually can provide the very same technology and website design and social media marketing, the same one that Fortune 500 corporations use. So there really isn't a big difference between the small business and large business in terms of technology today.
Fascinating information, great advice. Once again, Jeff Williams, the master business coach from Biz Starters, helping boomers get their businesses started, Biz Starters. So, Jeff, I want to make sure that our listeners know where they can learn more. How can people contact you and get started in the Biz Starters coaching process?
Yes, just go to Biz Starters, BizStarters. My phone number is at the top left of every page, and on the top right is an orange button where you can request a free call with me to talk about where you are now and where you want to go.
Great information for baby boomers and really for everybody else. You could work with Jeff and his team from anywhere in the country. Would strongly recommend check it out, bizstarters.com, and you can learn more. Coming up after the headlines and a quick break, we'll be talking more about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Yes, indeed, there are more. We've got another guest coming up on the program. I've got tips, advice, and information. Check out our sponsors, TandemHR.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. And you can get on my website, ShalomKlein.com. We'll be back in just a moment and get down to business.
on AM 560, The Answer. Your opinion counts. And we want to know how you feel about the news stories we're talking about each and every day. Make sure to vote in the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll at 560theanswer.com. Listen for today's poll question at 10:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 3:30 p.m. And hear the results each evening at 5:30. It's the M13 Graphics Opinion Express poll on 560theanswer.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. President Trump relying on his deal-making skills at Singapore Denuclearization Summit. Fox's Benjamin Hall with more.
Officials now saying the president spent the flight to Singapore talking with advisors and reviewing material related to the high-profile meeting, adding additional prep was not necessary because the president is briefed on North Korea daily.
President Trump's comment that I don't think I have to prepare much raised eyebrows ahead of the North Korean summit. The lava flow on Hawaii's Big Island continues to wreak havoc.
Since the start of the Kilauea eruption almost 40 days ago, lava has covered now 9 square miles of land, forcing the evacuation of at least 2,500 people. But some of those who were forced to leave are now returning home to assess damages for the first time.
Fox's Jeff Paul. Hundreds of volunteers help build tiny houses for the displaced. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Kennedy. Brake lights from Foster into the Circle, O'Hare to downtown at 38, on the outbound at 34. Outbound express lanes at 10 minutes, heavy from Irving to Harlem. Inbound Ike, brake lights from Western to the Circle. Thorndale to the post office at 33, on the outbound at 35. Slow from Pulaski to First Avenue. No delays on the inbound Stevenson. 255 to Lakeshore Drive at 34, on the outbound at 40. Sluggish from Dan Ryan to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown at 25, on the outbound at 18. Slight delay from 75th to 87th Street. And on Lakeshore southbound, Hollywood Monroe at 21, heavy from North Avenue to Chicago, going back up north, Monroe to Hollywood at 19 minutes. Currently, 65 degrees, light drizzle, fog, and mist tonight, a low of 62. Tomorrow Monday, a chance of showers and a high of 69. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our two-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to helixsleep.com/talkradio and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6 is still the place to save money as you travel down the highway. Or, for you Californians, the freeway. Whether you're on a cross-country trek on Interstate 10 or a fun jaunt up State Route 1, a.k.a. the 10 or the PCH, there's probably one of our more than 1,400 locations right down the road. Or for Californians, just over the hill. But it's rush hour, so I'd take the canyon. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. Coming up, I'm going to be joined by Mark Oman, the founder and CEO of Extra PC. It should be a really interesting conversation. But later on in the program, I'm going to be sharing employment tips. But for now, I wanted to talk a little bit about some business tips. So I have a memory, but the memory is vague. I was visiting someone somewhere, and the television was on. The talk show discussion was about marriage. And it drifted around me, a dull conversation, and like a hum. And then, like an unexpected tap on my shoulder, I heard this line. And I jotted it down, and I remembered it as I was preparing for the show today. It said that when you're not communicating, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. Someone has to be the hero and get the conversation started. This is valuable advice, and it doesn't just apply to marriage. A disclosure, I am not a marriage counselor. Some might say that I'm more of a business counselor. I try to do that every week. It's what builds strong business relationships, too, with prospects, clients, and suppliers. Let me read that again. When you're not communicating, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. Someone has to be the hero and get the conversation started. So how does this advice apply to your business relationships? How can you start using it right now? The word hero, I looked up, dates back to the 14th century, and its definition includes defender, protector, one who exhibits great bravery, and one who has done great service. We defend and protect our relationships when we communicate effectively. We exhibit bravery when we continue to reach out to those who are busy, preoccupied, or overwhelmed, and we are of great service when we take time to update and share information with others. Take, for examples, these statements, which we often tell ourselves, well, I sent her an email and I never heard back, so I guess she's not interested. Or I called and left a message, so now it's up to them to let me know what they want to do next. Or I haven't really done anything on the project yet, so there's no point in sending them an update. In every case, we're deciding not to communicate. And then if the project doesn't get completed on time, or if the sale doesn't close, if someone is disappointed, it isn't really our fault because we're waiting for someone else to say something, right? Yikes. So here's a recent example from my world. A client and I agreed that I would have a certain slide, a certain presentation to them by mid-March for our April training. Several things had me behind schedule, and I was feeling a little bit uncomfortable. Rather than wait and see if they noticed, I sent a short email. A quick note said, I haven't forgotten about you at all. I'm working on a draft of the PowerPoint and aim to have it to you by next week. My client replied very simply, thanks for the update, and shared with me some new research to improve both the slide deck and the presentation. Examples like that occur to me all the time. People appreciate the communication. Not always can you provide the update that they want to hear, but they always appreciate communication. They always appreciate knowing exactly where things are and knowing the time frame. Another example, a proposal for a certain talk I was going to give had not yet been approved. There were some meetings, emails, phone calls, but still no decision. If I assume the answer is no, then I've definitely lost the business. Instead, I left a short voicemail to follow up, letting them know that they can reach me with any questions. And I'll send an email that includes the statement. How is that training we discussed fitting in with your current priorities? When you have a moment, let me know what information you need and what works best for you. My clients always reply, thanks so much for following up. And then they let me know the next steps. It really, really works. There's some great advice on the subject of time management that's available on my website, shalomkline.com. I've spoken about this many, many times. I've said this line in the past, and many of our listeners have probably become tired of hearing it from me. I like being the one nudging people and not the one being nudged. That's right. I like being the one that has certain projects on my calendar, and I'm the one reminding people. People appreciate that communication, and people appreciate even when the update is not exactly what they wanted the full update to be. they want to know where things are. So again, I want to recap what I would recommend that you do when you could do a phone call, and you can, if necessary, leave a message and let people know I'm working on XYZ, or you can send an email saying something like a quick note to say I haven't forgotten about you at all. Updates like that really make a world of difference. And again, don't fool yourself into those statements that I mentioned earlier about saying, well, I sent an email and I haven't heard back, and assume that they're not interested. I called and left a message, so now it's up to them. Or I haven't really done anything yet, and there's no point in sending the update. In all of those situations, you're the one that's at fault. You're the one that needs to jump on the bandwagon and be the one being proactive. You know, they say that the busy ones only get busier. That's because the busy people understand that you have to be proactive. And you'll find that often the most successful politicians are the ones that understand how to build relationships, how to get out there, and seemingly they're everywhere. Seemingly they're having the short conversation. That's all that it takes, is a short conversation that helps build those relationships. So give it a try. The upcoming week, try those conversations. Try providing those updates. Let me know how it goes. I'm always looking for your feedback, your updates, and your recommendations about what works for you in your day-to-day life. And by the way, the same thing holds true in the job search as well. Send quick updates, ping people. People appreciate the communication. People appreciate the updates. I want to know what you think. Check out my website, shalomkline.com. There's a quick link where you can contact me and let me know how these sort of things are working out for you. Well, coming up on the program, as promised, I've got Mark Oman, the founder and CEO of Extra PC. Fascinating company, fascinating CEO. You don't want to miss that conversation. So Chicago, don't touch the dial. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and we are going to be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the outbound Edens, just a slight delay from Pratt to Nile Center. Montrose to Lake Hook at 20 on the inbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy, O'Hare to downtown in half an hour. Also half an hour on the way back out. Outbound Express Lanes at 8 minutes, heavy from Irving to the junction on the inbound Ike. Brake lights from Damon to the Circle. Thorndale to the post office at 31 on the outbound at 33. Slight delay from Laramie to First Avenue. Inbound Stevenson flowing freely from 55 to Lakeshore Drive 34 on the outbound at 38. Inbound Dan Ryan stop and go from the Stevenson to the Circle, 95 to downtown at 25. On the outbound at 15 minutes, no delays from the Circle all the way to the Skyway. Lakeshore southbound Hollywood Monroe at 17. Going back up north at 19 minutes. Brake lights from Roosevelt to Chicago. Currently fog and mist. 65 degrees, tonight a low of 62, tomorrow Monday a high of 69, and a chance of showers. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560 The Answer.
CARIS is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARIS provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARIS has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Chicago? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Chicago area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Chicago is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-300-2330. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-300-2330. That's 1-800-300-2330.
Hi, welcome back to Get Down to Business. Thrilled to be joined by the founder and CEO of Extra PC. Mark Amon, thanks so much for joining us on Get Down to Business. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Shalom. Really glad to be here.
Absolutely. So, Mark, I love to get to know the person behind the business and behind the interview. Tell me a little bit about your story and how you got to the point where you are now the founder and CEO of this fantastic company, which we'll talk a little bit more about.
Well, thanks. You know, we love to talk about our company. We love to talk about our story. Appreciate the chance to do that. You know, our story, it's about 5 years our company now, 5 years old. I was an executive at Hewlett-Packard and Agilent Technologies my whole career, decades working, and had a great time, a great career. I was a global procurement guy, had a wonderful team of people around the world, and you know, that kind of took its toll on me. And after a while, I finally said, you know what, I think it's time to retire. I was approaching 60 years old and thought, I'm going to retire. And my wife and I decided to move to a small community here on the prairie of Colorado that we'd originally come from. And, you know, I thought my life was going to be then kind of a life of ease. Take it easy, play golf and read and go fishing, you know, all the things that you look forward to and you think you look forward to in retirement.
Well, evidently that wasn't meant to be, because you are you're probably working harder than you've ever worked before.
Absolutely. I thought, you know, hey, it was hard before. It's much more difficult now. But I'd always wanted to start my own business, and particularly with my kids. And my son, about that time, he had an opportunity to work with me, and we'd always talked about starting some kind of an IT business if we ever got a chance to do that. So a lot of things came together that I said, you know what, this is the time to do it. And my wife was very supportive of that. And so we started this business, Extra PC, the whole idea being here to actually have it be a family business that would last beyond just a few years, kind of an enduring family business is the vision that we have.
So let's talk about that vision. Let's talk about Extra PC. You are accomplishing something great for businesses and for organizations, but also, frankly, for the environment as well. Tell us a little bit about the mission or the vision of Extra PC and what you do.
Yeah, it's very simple. We have a little device, a little gadget that actually makes a computer like new, both Windows and a Mac computer. Very inexpensive, starts at $35. And so you can take any computer, it doesn't even have to have a hard drive, and you can make it like it's a new computer.
That's amazing. Incredible technology. Was it you and your son that came up with that concept and that idea?
Well, we came up with the idea, and fortunately, we also have my son-in-law who joined us, who's had all of the ability to develop the code and take the open source. We actually use a Linux-based system to do this. So he joined us, and he came up with the idea of doing that. It turns out there's about a billion old computers still in use. So you talked about the environment. That was one of the big drivers for us. Both all of us in our family have worked in IT and realize this cycle of buying new computers, you use them for a while, whether it's personal or business, and you end up having to throw them away. Well, what if there was a way not to have to throw them away? Because as we all know, there is no way. It goes into, you know, a landfill or whatever. And so what if you could use those billion computers, make them useful? And that was the idea behind Extra PC. So we came up with the simple technology to make this work, and we've now been at it about, we've had this product out about 3 years now.
Oh, fantastic. Through almost 4 years, and Extra PC. So you're, as we said earlier, you're helping the environment, you're helping you're helping companies that primarily who are our listeners, entrepreneurs that have old PCs and turn them into new again. It's a great story and it's a great family business. So let's talk about some of the success stories. Do you hear from your clients on the results or the outcomes? I'm assuming people are happy with saving money.
Well, there's a lot of advantages. Saving money is one of the big ones. Obviously, for all of us in small businesses, which I think most of your listeners are, we all face the resource challenge. There's never enough money. There's never enough people to get done everything we need to do. And we have so many people that tell us that they had an old computer, and what this allowed them to do is not have to go spend that $1,000 or $2,000 on a new computer, put that into something that is more important, and actually use it to run their business.
Oh, you've got to feel really good about that. And you guys have been featured in Yahoo, Lifehacker, NBC, Ministry Tech, lots of great places. It's a small device. It's affordable. And it saves money. So there's a lot of great success stories that come as an outcome. Mark, we are running out of time, and I do want to make sure that people can really get on your website and learn more about the product and read more about your story, True Family Business. Mark Amon, how can people get a hold of you and your family?
Well, we're at on the web, www.extra-pc.com. That's extra-pc.com. You can read our story. You can see the picture or the product in use, and we think it's a product that everybody can find useful.
Absolutely, and there's several different USPs, several different solutions from Extra PC. You can learn all about them on the website extra-pc.com. Check it out. Mark Amon, the founder and CEO, thanks so much for joining us. We will be staying in touch and following your story and sharing your story with our listeners. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about something really important about employment. You don't want to miss it, Chicago. You're listening. Get down to business.
If you're looking for a way to become politically involved but you don't have the time, you can easily make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with conservative organizations to contribute a portion of each member's bills to the causes that they believe in. Patriot Mobile can be your cell phone provider today. They can help you support vital conservative organizations and provide reliable nationwide coverage on unlimited plans starting at just $20 a month. This month, you can save big and get the iPhone 6S or a brand new Samsung J7 for only $6 a month. Make the switch at 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com. That's patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change today by using your cell phone. patriotmobile.com, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
It all starts with our free author submission kit. Call 800-566-1012. We'll edit, design, copyright protect, print, and distribute books online and in bookstores everywhere. You'll see your books in Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. If you have a biography, novel, devotional, self-help, or other inspirational work, we get it published. We provide professional book editing, award-winning design, with the highest royalty structure in the industry. Plus, you retain 100% rights to your work. Get your book published today. Call for your free author submission kit at 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. So we've chatted with some fantastic guests, learned a lot about business, but as promised, it's time to share a bit of an employment tip that I think is very relevant and certainly very, very timely in this day and age. What do Roger Ailes, Matt Lauer, Bill O'Reilly, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, Mark Halperin, what do they all have in common? We've seen over a dozen high-profile sexual harassment cases in the media over the past year. victims began the Me Too movement in late 2017. A hashtag has been used on social media to demonstrate the widespread prevalence of sexual assault and harassment, especially in the workplace. In fact, 85% of women claim that they have been sexually harassed at work, according to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC. This issue has forced business owners and lawmakers to ask themselves what businesses can do to prevent sexual harassment in the workplace. Before discussing ways to properly address the issue, let's take a look at how the law defines sexual harassment. Sexual harassment is the behavior of a sexual nature, sexual advances or requests for sexual favors that are unwanted by the target. The harassment can either be verbal or physical in nature, and the law also includes offensive remarks about a person's sex. For example, it's illegal to harass a woman by making offensive comments about women in general. The victim or their harasser can be either a man or a woman. It's important to note that there's no laws against teasing or making isolated comments. The problem is this behavior can lead to harassment when it's so frequent and severe that it creates a hostile work environment. It's in the business's best interest to eliminate the behavior altogether. One of the best ways to accomplish this is to create, implement, and enforce anti-harassment policies. Additionally, sexual harassment training for both employees and supervisors will help eliminate the harassment type behaviors. As an employer, it's your responsibility to provide a safe work environment for all of your employees. Moreover, a safe and positive working environment will encourage positive relationships, boost morale, and enhance productivity. It should be noted that not all states require sexual harassment training, and those that do may require different types of training. HR experts highly encourage all businesses to conduct training with both employees and supervisors in an effort to prevent sexual harassment. The bottom line is that employers may be held liable for sexual harassment claims unless they develop, communicate, and enforce policies defining and banning sexual harassment. Therefore, it's critical that you develop an anti-harassment policy for your company. Doesn't matter how big or how small your company is, you should reference your state laws for specifics regarding policies. Store your policy in the employee handbook with the rest of your company policies. And when you distribute an employee handbook to a new employee or a new version of your employee handbook to all employees, be sure to collect the sign-off and store it in the personnel file. It's very important that you understand the definition of sexual harassment in the state of Illinois. I'd encourage you to Google that and, again, communicate the way the law defines sexual harassment for managers and employees so they can consider real-life examples and identify the unwanted behaviors. Give relevant examples. Share relevant examples of different types of harassment so employees will learn to recognize physical and verbal forms of sexual harassment. For example, you could use current video segments as examples and ask employees to identify sexual harassment behaviors, physical examples, verbal examples, and nonverbal examples, and share tips to avoid the harasser label. Nobody wants to be inadvertently mistaken for the predator. Provide tips on ways employees can be mindful of their behavior in the workplace to avoid that gray zone. And make sure you provide a safe space for questions and discussion about what is appropriate, and make sure you create an open discussion about why sexual harassment has become an issue and why there's harm in the behavior. Recognize the training session as a safe place to ask questions and start conversations, and communicate clear directions on filing complaints. Give employers and employees several specific people in the organization that they could turn to with questions and complaints. Appoint more than one person to take.
Why is it important? We've got the answer. AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago. The world is a dangerous place. Often, it's a very ugly place. And you come here to try to help make sense of it all. We give you the latest news, help you understand.